can stand on that's sure. Hallelujah. Well, if you got into Acts chapter number 15, I just want to read one verse to you and just share a few thoughts, and then we'll move on from there. But look over in the Acts chapter number 15 and verse 37. Acts 15 and verse number 37. And once you've gotten there, let's all stand. We'll pray. We'll read, pray, then ask God for his help. Listen, well, God's already been helping us. Hallelujah. I don't know what you're going through, but he's come by to help somebody. The great physician is here to dispense medication, spiritual medication. All you got to do is receive it. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Acts, chapter number 15, and verse number 37, the Bible says, and Barnabas did something. The Bible says, and Barnabas determined, hallelujah, to take with them John, whose surname was Mark. The Bible says Barnabas determined. And I want to talk very briefly on this little thought. The ability of determination. The ability of determination. Father, help us this morning. You've already been helping us. Let me rephrase that. I pray, God, you continue to help us with the word of God this morning. I pray, God, that we all receive this word. And I pray, God, we'd apply this word and watch you take this word and work it in our lives, as well as the lives of others that we love and care about. Now, I pray and ask God, we leave this morning, we will leave with more grit, more determination, more desire, Father, than we've ever had before, more resolve than we've ever had before. And I pray, God, you'd help us to implement whatever, God, you have determined for us to do. And I pray, God, we'd not, because of fear, stop, but in spite of fear, press on. And for that, Father, we'll thank you. I pray, God, to help some hurting heart. I pray, God, you restore someone's confidence and restore someone's faith and their belief that you will do what you said that you would do. And for that, Father, we'll thank you. I pray and ask God, we'll leave here today all on Holy Ghost fire, drunk on the Holy Ghost, filled with the Holy Ghost, and share the Holy Ghost with somebody else that they may receive Jesus as their Savior. And for that, Father, we'll thank you. Help us because we need it. And then, Father, if I've left anything out, I beg you in the name of Jesus Christ to meet that great need as well. We love you, Master. We bless your sweet name. For us in Christ's name, we do pray. Please beg Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. The ability of determination. That word ability also means the power as well as the capacity. The Bible says here in verse number 37, and Barnabas determined to take with them John, whose surname was Mark. This, of course, is Mark, the writer of the gospel. And the Bible says that Barnabas did something. He determined. That word determined means to deliberate with oneself. It means advise. It means also to have resolve. It means, my dear friends, to also to study, to carefully study or to consider. So in other words, Barnabas did something about John Mark. The Bible says he determined or he resolved or he deliberated with himself. He discussed this matter with himself. Now, I don't know what he had to say, but whatever he had to say, my dear friends, made him such an impression in his life that he acted upon that. And we see somebody that was one about to be pushed to the side, but now being restored, whose name was John Mark. Let me ask us a question this morning. What type of determination do we have? What type of grit do we have? What type of resolve do we have? You know, I like Captain America. I like the Avengers, and I like all that, but perhaps for different reasons than others. When I watch the Avengers, when I watch Captain America, when I watch Iron Man, and I watch the Hulk, and I watch the different characters, I'm looking at it from a different perspective. I'm looking at it from a biblical perspective. You see some people that have come together to fight against a common enemy. You see some people, my friends, who've come together, my friends, to fight that which is evil. And my dear friends, you and I, as soldiers of Jesus Christ, have been called into this battle to fight against the evils of this world. The question is this: how much determination, how much grit, how much backbone do we have? The enemy will push you in a corner. The enemy will do his best, my friends, to snuff you out. The enemy will do his best, my friends, to do whatever he can to hinder you and I from accomplishing whatever God would have us to accomplish. But if we've got determination, you'll be amazed of what we can accomplish. Instead of dreaming about what we want to do. Instead of dreaming about who we want to be. Actually doing it. I'll be 50 years old in August. Yeah, woo. And I tell you what, I've had dreams. I've had aspirations and whatever the other words would be. But I tell you what, some of them just been that. And then before you know it, my friends, you blink the eye a few times. And next thing you know, you're 50, you're 60. And next thing you know, you're not able to get around and do nothing. But you had dreams. You thought about it. But did you and I actually implement it? But when you and I begin to implement some things, we'll see some things begin to happen. We dream about having a great family. We dream about having a loving relationship with our spouse. But let me ask us the question. Us, how determined are we to have that? I mean, what would we go through? What would we be willing to do, my friends, in order to experience that? Not just read about it in a novel. Not just watch it on a television show, but actually, my friends, watch it come into to pass in our actual life. Well, I wish she loved me like I want to. Well, how does she want to be loved? Well, I wish he loved me like I want to. Well, what does he want? What? My friends, we'll be amazed. And when we begin to throw down selfishness, by the way, the Bible tells us to take up our cross and follow Jesus. The cross represents self-denial. Christ gave up himself on the cross. He died, my friends, that you and I might live. He wasn't thinking about himself. He was thinking about everybody else. Well, I want folks to be using me and all that kind of stuff. But listen, when you and I become determined, we'll see some things that blow our minds. Yeah. All about you, but I'm going to go about this thing the best I can with God's help, fighting. Right. Christian joke about putting me in the nursing home, put me in there. I'm going to find a way to escape. If I can walk, if I can limp, I'm coming out of there, baby. I don't want to stay in there, my friends. I want to be doing something for God. And by the way, if I can't get up no more and go nowhere, I'll preach there. I'll teach there. I'll do whatever God wants me to do there. I've got a calling in my life, not for myself, but for everybody else and for Jesus. Came to finish. I didn't come to quit. As I watched them shows, man, I tell you, God says, you got a calling. I won't tell you the movie. There's a scene in the movie. The guy looks at her and says, you can stay here and you'll be safe. He says, but for me, I'm going out there to fight. But you can stay right here. And you can be safe. And she looked at him. He walked out that door and began to do battle with the enemy. And as he did battle with the enemy, not long afterwards, she came out there to do battle as well. What you saying, preacher? We can all stay in our comfort zone. We can stay relaxed. We can stay at the house and watch everything else. But I don't know about you, but I want to die on the battlefield for Jesus. I mean, how you want to die? Hey, if I die preaching, man, that'd be fine with me. I'd die right here, my friends, and take me on the glory. But I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to give it everything that I've got. Every fiber of my being. Why? Because Christ died for my sins. He paid for me, my friends. He paid the penalty for my soul. I don't deserve to live. But because of Jesus Christ, I have the life that I now have. But I don't want to live it in vain. I don't want to live it dreaming. I want to live it, my friends, for Jesus Christ. We see a man named Barnabas who was determined. But he wasn't determined to help himself. He was determined to help somebody else. The first thing we see, my friends, is Barnabas' determination. I believe he had that determination because of his name. If you look with me real quickly to Acts chapter 4 and verse 36, this is his name. Look what his name means. The Bible says in Acts 4, and look at verse number 36, the Bible says this. The Bible says, and Joseph, who by the apostles was surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted the son of consolation, a Levite, and of the country of Cyprus. That word consolation means exhortation. It also means comfort. The Bible says his name meant the name or the son of exhortation, the son of encouragement, the son of comfort, the son, my friends, of somebody that was trying to help somebody else. And look what the Bible says back over into our text in verse in chapter 15, verse number 37. The Bible says, and Barnabas determined to take along with as a companion John, whose surname was Mark. So I said, well, preacher, what's wrong? They've been good there. Now, hold on a second. We see his determination, but then we see Paul's desire. Paul says in verse number 38, Paul desired not good to take him with them. We have two strong Christians. Barnabas, by the way, had helped Paul. When Paul got saved, when his name was Saul, and everybody heard he had got saved, they came to get around him. And they said, I want to be around him. He's killing Christians. And Barnabas said, he all right. I didn't check them out. Y'all welcome him. And now, my friends, we see that Paul is growing in the faith. Paul is being enlarged. But now we hear a situation with Mark. And Paul said, he ain't going with us. I've made my decision. He ain't going with us. What you going to do, my dear friends, when you're determined to do something for God and somebody that is a strong believer, or somebody who knows the word of God, somebody, my friends, who seemingly has it together, tells you, well, I'm not going that route. You going. What you going to do when you know what God said do? The Bible says, my dear friends, he had made a decision. He's not going. Preacher, why? The Bible says in the next part of the verse, who departed, he deserted, he revolted from them, from Pamphylia, and went not with them to the work. Here's a man, John Mark, who was with them, but decided, I'm going home. Preacher, where's that at? Go with me to Acts chapter number 13 and verse 13. The Bible says this in Acts 13, verse 13. Now when Paul and his company loose from Pamphus, they came to Perga in Pamphylia, and John, departing from them, returned to Jerusalem. He went back home. Why, preacher? I don't know. But whatever the reason was, Paul said it wasn't good enough. He went back home, and Paul said he didn't come to come walk with us. What are you and I going to do when that Christian quits? He said, I ain't going to church no more. Or perhaps, not in his case, but they go back into the world. What you and I going to do when they want to come back? Well, it all depends on who it is. Now, if it's my son, if it's my daughter, if it's my spouse, glory, hallelujah. But for the person that's on the other aisle, across the aisle on the other side of the pew, I don't know. It depends on who it is. In Barnabas' case, he said whether his name is Paul or whether his name is Mark, he deserves a chance. And that takes determination. Especially when folks who love Jesus just as much as you do differ. Look what the Bible says. Back over to Acts chapter 15. The Bible says this in verse 38, but Paul thought, Paul desired, Paul had judged, he had determined he was not fit to go take, to come with them who departed from Pamphylia and did not go to the work. Verse 39, then we see Paul, Barnabas and Paul dispute. And the contention was so sharp between them. That word contention means the irritation, the anger, the dispute was so sharp between them that they departed. They separated asunder one from the other. So Barnabas took Mark and sailed unto Cyprus. We see, my friends, we see that dispute. We see that departing. We see, my friends, they had problems. But in spite of their problems, Barnabas was determined. What you talking about, preacher? The ability of determination. When you and I have the ability and the power of determination, it can save or change somebody's life. Perhaps it's our life. But we have to be determined. They separated. One went this way and one went the other. Now we got Barnabas with John Mark. Don't hear much about them after that. So a few other verses over in Paul's epistles. But I want you to look at the last thing that Paul said about John Mark. Go with me to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 11. I title this, Barnabas Determination is Rewarded. Look at 2 Timothy chapter number 4 and verse number 11. The Bible says this in verse number 11. We'll look at verse 10 first. The Bible says that Paul says to young Timothy, he's a young Christian. Hey, Timmy, for Demas hath forsaken me. He's abandoned me, having loved this present world, and has departed into unto Thessalonica, Crescens to Galatia, Titus unto Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Do something though, Timmy. What's that, Paul? Take Mark and bring him with thee. For he is profitable to me for the ministry. That word profitable means meat for use. It means useful, easily used. Hey, you can use him. Woo! Hallelujah. Why, preacher? Because of Barnabas' determination. Yeah. I'll take him with me. Yeah. What did Barnabas do with him? No doubt Barnabas worked with him. No doubt Barnabas prayed with him. Because afterwards, my dear friends, Paul says, bring that boy. He is useful. He's profitable for me in the ministry. He's easily used. He wasn't before. But there was somebody that was determined. There was somebody that had the fortitude. There was somebody that had the grit. And because of that, Mark's used again. And then as you read, you know, the second gospel in the New Testament is the book of Mark. But what if? What if Barnabas had did this? He said, you know what? I'm going to take, come here, y'all two come here for me. I'm going to take John Mark with me. He's profitable for the ministry. You come here, stand right here. And then Paul, this is Paul. And Paul says to Barnabas, he ain't going with us. He knows why. He had left, he had went back. He's got his head down, slumping down, bent over. There you go. He's looking like this. And Paul said, he ain't going. He left. He went back. He went back home. We had work to do. Now, what if Barnabas said, you know what, Paul? Man, we've been hanging out a long time. I think you're right. I'm just going to leave him over here. If he had left and not had that determination, Mark would have been left over here on the side of the road, and we would not have the gospel according to Mark. We'd have three gospels and not four. If someone named Barnabas was not determined to help someone named Mark who had left the work, but because he was determined, now his head is held up high, not in pride, but is held up high because somebody was determined to help him. And now Paul is about, y'all got to understand this now, this is Paul's last letter. Paul was about to die. He's about to lose his life. And the last words he says basically in his letter is, you make sure, Timmy, that you bring John Mark because you can use him. He is easily used. You know what he's probably saying? Listen, I made a mistake, but hallelujah, Barnabas did not give up. Barnabas was determined. Barnabas, my dear friends, helped a young man who perhaps I would not even help. I didn't want to help. But now he says, hey, bring him. Bring him. Because of determination. Thank you, guys. What are you saying, preacher? What about our determination? And I'm not talking about helping someone else right now. I'm talking about determination, period. Your determination to serve God. Your determination to be a better father. Your determination to be a better mother. Be a better husband. To be a better wife. You say, well, I'm going to leave here determined. Okay, that's great. But are you going to do it?
Hmm?
We can all talk about it. But how determined are we? In my Bible, right here in the back, I still got something here that was given to me in January of this year. It was given to me and others by Sister Rachel. And it was a towel. And we started our 40 days in the wilderness. 40 days in wellness. And she says, don't throw in the towel. Don't throw in the towel. Don't raise your hands. But I wonder how many of us threw away the towel. Well, preacher, it was symbolic. I know, I understand that. But how many of us have thrown in the towel? We had it, but then we threw it in. I can't do this. I don't want to do this. I don't like doing this. I had made a determination to do it, but you know what? It was too hard. It's like losing weight. Everybody wants to, but few do. Well, I've been battling with it for all my life, somebody will say. But how determined were you really? Just be simply, just downright honest. Now, I understand people have certain medical conditions. I understand that. That aside, how determined have we really been? Just think about what I'm saying. It's the same thing spiritually. How determined are we to grow in the Lord? How determined are we? We have our manhood meeting, and I believe it's been packed out every time we've had it. Somebody said to me the other day, y'all meant to go every week. Why? Because it helps. My husband, my son, when they come back home, for the next few days, they're different. They're different. But you know what? We can't let it last for a few days. We can't let it last for a few days. Someone was telling me the other day about their spouse. You know what? He's taking more time out with the children because they want to spend time. We talked about my meeting the last time. But how sometimes your child just wants to spend some time with you and you're in a hurry, but you're like, I got it. They just want to be with you. Jolene was telling me the other day about how when her dad, he worked on the power lines, and how he would go out there and she would want to go with him. And he let her ride with him in the truck. And sometimes Steve would go with them too. And she would always take a TV, little play radio. It was play, right? Yeah, play radio. And every time they get ready to go, and she almost forgot it. And she said, oh, let me get my radio. And she went back in there to get her radio. And then her dad asked Steve, so why she wants to bring that radio with her? And then Steve said, he knew, right? They kind of figured it out. So she could put it down on the seat and she could sit on top of it so she could see. And when her daddy would get there, he had to climb up them poles. And Jolene just looking out the windows, they driving, just, she wanted to spend time with daddy. She wasn't doing no physical labor. She just wanted to spend time with him. What you saying, preacher? Sometimes our children just want to spend time with us. That's it. I was telling about Isaiah, how Isaiah wants to watch The Flash. And he wants to watch The Arrow. You know, and sometimes I'd be dog tired, man. I'd be like, man, I've been all day. And he said, we're going to watch it tonight. I said, well, you go ahead and watch it, buddy. He said, well, what about tomorrow? I said, well, you and mama go ahead and watch it. He wants to watch all three of us to watch it. And then we'll sit there, and sometimes, and they have mercy on me. I'll get through one show. Then the second one, I catch the first 2 minutes of it, and then I fall asleep. And Isaiah said, "Dad, you watching?" And I'd be like, "Yeah, where we at? Amen." You know, he just want to spend some time. But preacher, I'm tired. I understand. I'm tired too. But that gonna mean something to him. I never forget when I was working two jobs and Jormaine was working two jobs. And man, we drop the kids off at 6 o'clock in the morning and then we pick them up at 10 o'clock at night. And then it's taken from one, and then we put them back in the bed. Then we start the same thing over in the morning. We've been there for about 4 or 5 months. I said, man, this ain't no good. This ain't no good. We both working two jobs. That's 4 jobs between us both. So I stopped working that second job. And Jormaine would call the house and I'd be out of breath. So what's wrong with you? I said, they're trying to get me. I'll be running up the stairs. We'd be playing cowboys and Indians and guns and bow and arrows and all that kind of stuff. DJ and Christian. And man, they'd be trying to get me. I was having a blast. Amen. What were we doing? Spending time. What are you saying, preacher? But you got to be determined. And listen, my dear friends, there's some areas where we are really determined, but there's some really important areas that we have to say, you know what? I don't care what this is, what's going on here or what's going on there. I don't care if that person says, listen, I'm going to be determined to accomplish this because I know the rewards are going to be out of this world. Barnabas was determined. And because of that determination, he's seen a man named Mark whose life was changed, not for a few days, but forever. We go to John Mark and we read the scriptures. We say Mark. We say the gospel of Mark, or the gospel according to Mark. We'll read those scriptures because someone was determined. Let me ask you this question this morning. I only got one question. And you can't answer it for your neighbor. But you can only answer it for yourself. And I can only answer it for myself. And that question is this. How determined are you? How determined are you to get the victory that God wants to give you? To fight that addiction that's been battling you? Whatever it might be, how determined are we? Are we willing to die to self? Are we willing to accept the criticism from others in order to gain the victory? I don't know about you, but I want to be more determined today than I was yesterday. Here's my little thought. You're determined. You will be rewarded. Father, thank you for your many blessings. And Father, I can't add to anything that you've already said to the hearts of those that are here this morning. But I do pray this, Master, that those who need to speak to you, those who need to talk to you, those who need to converse with you, those who need to open their hearts to you, those, God, that need a direction and some guidance from you, I pray, God, they simply do this, Master. Come. And I pray, God, when they come in sincerity. I pray, God, they come in truth. I pray, God, they come, Lord, expressing exactly what's on their hearts. Lord, not leaving anything out, but talking to you about these matters of the heart. And then watch you, God, do the work that only the Holy Ghost is able to do for each of us. And I pray, God, we leave with a greater determination, a greater desire, a greater hunger to receive the victory that you have in store for each of us. No matter what the battle might be, no matter what the war might be, receive a victory because you've given us the determination and the will and the strength and the power. Father, help someone today. And God, there's one among us who's not truly saved. I pray, God, this will be that day they make their way down to an old-fashioned altar, talk to a holy God, receive Jesus as Lord, Savior, and King. And Father, if they want me to talk with them personally or someone else they have confidence in, it will be our privilege to pray along with them to get it settled. Help us. All right, Father, it's time. Help us. Of course, in your Son's name we pray, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's all stand.